All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the producer, the videographer, the meteorologist, the disc jockey, Pat Pagano, a man of many talents, ladies and gentlemen. Pat.
Yeah, man. Many talents, master of none.
I don't see the extended forecast in my in the weather box. That we asked
fall
for.
Forecast?
Remember, I asked for the fall forecast.
Yeah. Did you grab that yesterday?
I didn't see it in there at all.
It was put in there. It was put in there yesterday when you asked.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Well, let's see, folks. I know that whatever I put in there yesterday is gone
because
I erased it.
Yeah.
So, and this is fall. I'm going to put that in right now, and we'll all be witness to this.
Okay.
And you'll have to go in there right now and wait till I tell you it's there. It's there. It's the first one.
All right. I mean, I have to go to a special place now. So I looked at the while I'm waiting for me to get there. I looked at the images you have on your website of the rain shield with what is that, Georgia? What's the name of that?
That's Gordon.
Gordon. It's pretty impressive to look at the rain shield.
Yeah. I mean, in Mississippi and Alabama, they're getting a lot of heavy rain. And that will work up north-northwestward. It will affect the Midwest and the Ohio Valley. And then some of the rain could come our way early next week from Gordon. It will be a tropical storm.
Okay.
In the meantime, it's a partly sunny, hot and humid day today in the low 90s. And then tomorrow, or tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. But tomorrow, we throw in a thunderstorm, and it's still in the low 90s, but a cold front will begin to move south from Buffalo. And that front will be in our backyard on Friday, so a shower, a thunderstorm, not as hot or humid, 75 to 80 for the high on Friday. Saturday, I think it'll be partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Sunday will probably wind up mostly cloudy in the 70s. And then that chance of rain on Monday. I was really hoping that things move a little bit slower because I'm shooting outdoors again on Monday at 11:30 in the morning. And we're going to a marina, which we have, arranged for. So I don't want it to get all messed up. But I'm not going to worry about it. It's only Wednesday, and that could change. So we talked about Gordon. Oh, by the way, do you see it?
I got it.
Good. Okay. Florence. Let's talk about Florence.
Florence. Flo.
Now,
Flo, the insurance woman.
See, now you say the insurance woman. I was just going to ask you. Who do you think of when, you hear Florence? Now, you think of the insurance woman. Someone else said to me, Henderson, Florence Henderson, but I think of the maid from the Jeffersons.
Well, she would be my second one. There's Flo. There's a woman who used to deliver newspapers for many years at every radio station I worked at. I would think of her. But I think of Flo from the insurance because I can't stand those commercials.
I know.
They drive me crazy. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
Must be doing well, though, that they keep doing them, right?
I know.
Must be working.
But it just bothers me.
I know. Yeah, we won't mention them. okay, so Florence is a little bit stronger now. By that, I mean 105 mile per hour winds.
Yep.
For Florence. So she's a very, very strong hurricane. And here's the question. We know by Monday of next week, Florence will be to the southwest of Bermuda. Picture this in your mind, folks. Here's a hurricane southwest of Bermuda in the Atlantic, like almost dead center Atlantic. And over us is a high pressure system, or at least over Maine is a high pressure system. Now that high is moving eastward into the North Atlantic, and that will make way for rain coming at us from what's left over from Gordon, from Ohio. So if that high is moving eastward, and let's just hypothetically say it's north of Bermuda, will Florence go north, or will it slip south of Bermuda because of the weight of the high? Well, until this morning, most of the modeling was suggesting that it was going to go to the east of Bermuda and swing out. Now I'm seeing a change. The Euro model is forecasting this to come into the Carolinas next week. The GFS is getting a little, that's the America model, is getting a little bit more complicated. It is moving it south of Bermuda toward the Carolinas, but it stalls it. And it does not know. In fact, it's Friday and the storm, and we're talking about Florence, on Friday, the storm is to our south off the mid-Atlantic coast. Next Friday, not this Friday. So I think this is going to be a very interesting one to watch.
A week from Friday.
A week from Friday. How about that?
And what's
a week from Friday.
And where is it going to be a week from Friday?
A week from Friday. Well, how? Let's go step out. Let's go a week from this Sunday, the 16th. Because I'm looking at the map right now.
Okay.
The GFS model has it to the east of Virginia Beach, if you could look at that, and to the south of New York City. That it's raining from Long Island through eastern North Carolina, and it's windy. Now, that's as of next Sunday.
Yeah.
So they're stalling it, and it's sitting there, which is, not good, because it's going to start pumping up the seas, and there's going to be a lot of, problems there, right there, with rough surf and the whole bit. I'm almost afraid. I'll go to the next panel. The next panel begins to drift it north, and that is valid for Sunday night. Rain has spread up through Connecticut. And it's raining from about Connecticut through New Jersey on southward, and the storm is moving northward. Now, that is, again, over a week away. So, I mean, is this going to be accurate? I don't know. Because originally, the GFS was taking this out to sea. So Florence is definitely going to be one to watch. And a lot depends on what happens with that high that is going across New England over the weekend. Because my thinking is, and I don't like when that happens, it's a cool high to begin with. How cool, you may ask? I'm glad you asked, Marshall.
How cool, Pat?
Thank you. It's so cool that tomorrow morning, one of our clients in Winnipeg, Manitoba, will be close to 29, 30 degrees. That's the high that's moving toward us. So it's a cool high. So the high moves off into the North Atlantic to Mount Nevea. If the hurricane then winds up closer to the coast, it's going to have to get steered around the high. So with that high over there, the hurricane has no choice but to move northward up along the coast. So I think it's good. I think next week is going to be very interesting. I think today's going to be interesting, Marshall, because at 10 o'clock, as you know, the IT people will be here to shut down the network and transfer everything to new computers.
Oh, so they're all there.
What's all here?
Your computers.
No, they're not here yet. Nope. They'll be bringing them.
Oh, they'll be bringing them. Okay.
Yeah, they'll be bringing them. And, I always get nervous with this stuff. They don't seem to be a problem. They don't think it's going to be a problem. But I will make sure that before they leave, that all my key programs work the way they should work.
I would hope so.
Yeah. That's
today at 10.
They start at 10, yeah.
That means they'll be out of there by 2 o'clock.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wasn't taking any chances, so as you could see, I did all of my work this morning.
That's smart, but I think I don't think they'll be there any more than 3 to 4 hours.
Okay. Well, that's good news, because I had visions of them being here at 5 p.m. In fact, I had visions of inviting them to dinner.
Well, if that's the case, then... And you've run into serious Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, really. I almost called you yesterday, and then I said, I bet you went to the city. Did you go to the city yesterday?
Did not go to the city.
I almost called you. I don't know what I did to the screen. Everything was so large, I could not get it back smaller, no matter what I did with resolutions and everything. So I did a restore and brought it back, but everything's out of whack. The icons are just not where they should be. And I said, Pat, don't fret. The whole thing's coming down tomorrow, meaning today. So you could live with it for one day. So I'm living with it for one day.
I could have fixed it for you yesterday.
I figured you could.
I figured you could.
I just didn't want to be bothered. I was just doing the weather and watching Gordon make landfall.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with Gordon. We'll see what happens if we speak to Pat Pagano tomorrow morning.
What do you mean if?
The transfer of the computers was successful.
I got you. Okay.
If he's on the telephone, not so good.
That's correct.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.